blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور اللہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا whoever send peace and blessings upon me on the Friday I will intercede on his behalf on the day of judgment. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So try as much as درود شریف especially on the Friday انشاءاللہ عزوجل, so you will gain more blessings and bounties and mercies of Allah عزوجل. Today our topic is about the patience. We see many people, they're very desperate, and because it's the great ni'ma. Yaad rakhe, it's not a normal thing. The patience is a great ni'ma, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to the beloved, inshallah. And the beloved jo Allah Ta'ala ke kareeb hote hain log, waqai unko ye milti hai. Aur lekin koshish bhi karni chahiye apne aap ko sabr ke andar rakhne ki. عدیل بھائی, افتخار بھائی, ماشاءاللہ بلال مدنی آج ہمارے ساتھ ہیں. پہلے کلام لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں, بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں, انداز کی جابانا بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں, بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں, انداز ہی جابانا بے خود کیے دیتے گئے, انداز ہی جابانا دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں, آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں, جلوائے جانانا دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں, اتنا تو کرم کرنا اے چشم کریمانا, جب جان لبوں پر وہ, جب جان لبوں پر ہو, تم سامنے آ جانا, جب جان لبوں پر ہو, تم سامنے آ جانا, دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں. جی چاہتا ہے تحفے میں بھیجوں میں انہیں آنکھیں, جی چاہتا ہے تحفے میں بھیجوں میں انہیں درشن کا تو درشن ہو, درشن کا تو درشن ہو, نظرانے نذرانہ دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوائے جانانا دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں دنیا میں مجھے تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے آقا دنیا میں مجھے تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے دنیا میں مجھے تم نے جب اپنا بنایا ہے محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانہ محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا میں ہوش و حواس سب نے اس بات پہ کھو بیٹھا میں ہوش و حواس سب نے اس بات پہ کھو بیٹھا میں ہوش و حواس سب نے اس بات پہ کھو بیٹھا ہنس کر جو کہا تم نے ہنس کر جو کہا تم نے آیا میرا دیوانہ میں ہوش و حواس سب نے اس بات پہ کھو بیٹھا ہنس کر جو کہا تم نے آیا میرا دیوانہ دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں کیوں آنکھ ملائی تھی کیوں آگ لگائی تھی اب رخ کو چھپا بیٹھے اب رخ کو چھپا بیٹھے کر کے مجھے دیوانہ اب رخ کو چھپا بیٹھے بیٹھے میری قسمت میں چکر ہے اسی در کے بدعا میری قسمت میں چکر ہے اسی در کے چھوٹا ہے نہ چھوٹے گا چھوٹا ہے نہ چھوٹے گا سنگے در جانانا دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوائے جانانا بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں بے خود کیے دیتے انداز ہی جوانا دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں
ماشاءاللہ another beautiful kalam inshallah we'll start with our beautiful talented our scholar MashaAllah, Bilal Madani, beautiful presenter, beautiful muballigh, beautiful speaker. Ji Bilal bhai, MashaAllah, very important topic is people losing their good deeds
Allah.
Because of unpatience.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid Saab, to be honest, that point was the point I was going to mention right at the beginning. SubhanAllah, that unfortunately today, due to a lack of knowledge, or maybe not being used to being patient. And inshallah, this is why inshallah we have this program today, that we can enlighten ourselves and the views of Madani Channel about how important it is to observe patience in our lives. And one thing which is quite beautiful in this religion and in our religion of Islam is that the Ramadan gives us this power and strength like no other. Because when we are fasting, what are we doing? We are protecting and we are abstaining from those things which are originally permissible for us.
Yeah, outside
of Ramadan, these things were permissible. We have them, alhamdulillah, 11 months in the year. But now look how powerful Muslims can be.
SubhanAllah.
When they follow in the teachings of the religion regarding abstaining and protecting yourself from those things which Allah has, for a particular period of time, Allah has made it haram. But look how powerful we can be when we have this self-control. And this is one message I'd like to give in the beginning, Sayyid Saab, is Muslims need to become, you know, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become. That self-control, that discipline. And Ramadan and our fasting teaches us this. If we just come on to the definition of to be patient, the meaning of patience. It's to withhold your nafs from any type of thing that your intellect and the Sharia has told you and has required one to stay away from. That is what patience is. So to stay away from those things that even logically, as well as the Sharia tells us that you should stop from this. This is patience. And then when we look at sabr, patience, it may look like a three-letter word. Sad, ba, ra. But there's so much detail and depth to this one word. It encompasses an entire universe of courage, confidence, forbearance, tolerance, goodness, well-wishing, gentleness, calmness and satisfaction.
SubhanAllah.
So many blessings are hidden within patience. Then, when we hear in Ihya'ul Ulum regarding Sabrun Jameel, what is this Sabrun Jameel? It's not Jameel by Sabr, like mentioned. Sabri Jameel, it can be translated as a beautiful patience. But the definition mentioned in Ihya'ul Ulum is that the best type of patience, when no one can distinguish the person when he is in the state of distress. So very simply say, we have two people. A person who is distressed, who is very worried. A person who is happy. If you put them both together, you can't tell which one is depressed and which one is completely happy.
SubhanAllah.
This is Sabrun Jameel. That a person outwardly, he controls his facial expressions. He controls his gestures. You know, at times when we get frustrated, we kind of breathe out. We kind of, at times people tut as well, right? They, you know, they get frustrated. They say different, they do express their frustration or intolerance in many different ways. But our deen of Islam and the greatest, the highest level of patience is Sabrun Jameel. That no doubt a person's going through such a difficult time, he may have lost a loved one, he may have gone through a difficult test, but upon his apparent features, there is no difference. Wow. So Sayyid Saab, inshallah, today I want to delve into this as well. There's many Quranic verses we can delve into. Innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. That verily the patient ones, their reward will be given without measure. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna allaha ma'as sabirin. This is one very powerful verse because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ma'iyat and Allah's companionship and His with the patient ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the patient ones that you are not alone. The difficulty that you are facing, and you may think nobody is with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And like this, when we delve into this particular,
you know, the ayat you mentioned, if you look on that, the sabr is before salah.
Subhanallah.
Because salah ke andar bhi sabr hai.
SubhanAllah.
Agar aap dekhenge to pehle zikr sabr ka hai aur phir salah ka zikr.
Allahu Akbar. Now Sayyid Saab, that's a very subtle point, and no doubt the ulama of tafsir have opened this discussion up. The reason, because in the Quran it's not at random. Things have been placed in the correct order for a reason. And sabr is a lot more difficult upon a person, generally speaking, than just salah. Mm. Salah, you know, many people, alhamdulillah, they have a shawq and jazba, they can offer the salah. But sabr is that powerful quality that, like you mentioned in the beginning, it's a huge ni'mat of Allah. It's a huge ni'mat of Allah. And if we look at the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we shall definitely give to those who are patient such reward which befits the best of their deeds.
Allah.
It is the patient ones who will be paid their reward in full without any measure. Patience is a key for every goodness. So here, the Quran and the Ahadith, the Islamic teaching regarding patience is very, very important. And us as Muslims today, we need to understand this, inshallah, and then take our life and begin to act upon this as well. Because, Sayyid Sahib, we will see, somebody will say something to us, somebody will, you know, make a remark, and we will all automatically become angry and, you know, will become frustrated. But rather, Islam, when you study the deen as well, Sayyid Sahib, you will know that, you know, it's not correct for you just to completely retaliate straight away, but rather to think about the course of action. So this is my first message, that patience is something very, very important. It's a quality that Allah truly bestows upon His beloveds. We have to, you know, be very careful on our state, because it's not the case that a person will always be, you know, be in comfort and ease. Rather, you'll have so many difficult things. People have many even pet peeves that people have. They do things that they don't like, or in the home, the family members are doing things that you know, go against their own nature or what they like. But these are, again, opportunities for us to practice our patience, not for us to retaliate in a bad way. Because then if we're not using those times and those incidences to practice our patience, then when are we going to practice our patience?
SubhanAllah. Sukhar bhai, there are tests in life from Allah Almighty. And if you do sabr, then you reach to the next level. It's always after one level to the another level. You're striving, you're struggling, getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, then there is a level. You have to be ready for the test. And as jitna iman mazboot hoga, utna hi test mazboot hoga. Kyunki jitna Allah ke kareeb hote jayenge, utne test badhte jayenge. To musibat aur sabr kar gaye to banda jata na, logon ko aaron se cheera gaya, kaichiyon se kaata gaya tha. But they had a sabr. And that's why they reached that rank. And sometime something is written for you. For to reach that level, you have to do some struggles and hardship. Uske baad hi to jaakar milta hai na. कोई बैठे बैठे तो कुछ भी नहीं हो जाता है. अगर आपको कोई बड़ी चीज चाहिए होती दुनिया में भी, आप बोलोगे नहीं मुझे 5-bedroom house चाहिए, तो अब आप उसके लिए स्ट्रगल उतनी करोगे, तभी जाकर उस चीज को अचीव करने के लिए जाएंगे. नॉर्मल चीजों से थोड़ी कोई अचीवमेंट हो जाएगी. तो इसी तरह जो नॉर्मल टेस्ट होते हैं, दैट्स फॉर नॉर्मल पीपल. लेकिन लाजमी सी बात है, अगर कोई बड़ा टेस्ट आता है और किसी की भी बर्दाश्त से बढ़कर कोई चीज उसको नहीं दी जाती. हर बंदे को 5 कॉमन प्रॉब्लम, ये कि एवरीथिंग दैट माय प्रॉब्लम इज द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम इन द वर्ल्ड, नो वन एवर फेस दिस प्रॉब्लम. हालांकि लोग आपसे ज्यादा मुसीबतों में, लेकिन हर बंदे को ये लगता है मेरी प्रॉब्लम सबसे बढ़कर, इस पर तो सबर हो ही नहीं सकता है. ये एक मिसकॉन्सेप्शन है जिसकी वजह से सबर हमारे माशरे से बहुत कम नजर आता है.
We no doubt we are going to be tested in our life, and one of the biggest tests that we face, if we look in our communities, when somebody dies, when a death takes place in the community and we see the reaction of the family members, some are patient and some at that time is the initial impact, the initial time when you face the difficulties, your response then, not 5 days later or 10 days later, now we're going to do sabr. It's the initial impact.
See,
controlling your tongue, controlling your hands at that time. And for all of us, not making any comments, not, as they say, the wailing, the hands beating, the chest, etc. These things are supposed to be controlled at that time. That's what the patience is. It's not 3 days of crying out loud and making all these comments and then doing all sorts of things. And then after a week, now you've calmed down, you say, now we're going to do sabr, and this is patience.
So it's your first reaction.
It's your first reaction. It's your first reaction. How you react first. Somebody smashes into your car from the back. You shout at them, yell at them, maybe even go to the extent of swearing at them. And then you say, now I'm going to be patient. That's not patience. Your initial reaction, what was it?
Yeah.
Whatever you face. So whatever difficulty you face in the day, what comes out of our mouth, what do we do with our hands? That is your reaction. And if at that time you were patient, then yes, you were patient. But a lot of the time we gesture with our hands the wrong way. we end up saying something to somebody the wrong way because we're not patient people. Self-control is a skill in itself.
Same.
To be able to be patient, to control yourself. We make a lot of effort to make our outer appearance very good. We want to be strong, we want to be slim, we want to be making sure that we're presentable in front of people. But you know, the inner self, the spirituality, that strength, that taqwa, that patience, no, we don't focus on that. And when we don't focus on that, our levels of sabr, our levels of patience are very, very weak. Over very trivial matters we snap. Very trivial matters. You see people that have left salah in a masjid and they're fighting over a car parking space.
Allah.
You just offered your salah, you've heard a bayan maybe, you've been told about patience and you're fighting over such a matter. A queue.
Allah.
Fighting in a queue. Whether it's at the airport or it's at the bank. Not being served first. Now, people are fighting over small little items in shopping centers. Where's our patience?
Simple, kuch nahi bhi hai na. Koi dekh raha, why are you looking at me? And then things started for no reason.
Why are you looking at me for? Don't look at me. Look at the, these are things that, you know, the patients are tested.
Bolta mujhe koi dekhta nahi, bhi koi dekhe usse ladne ko
tayar ho jaate. We're ready to fight. Why are you looking at me for? If you don't look, why are you not looking at me for? These are our comments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that Allah mighty states, when I take away something that my believing slave likes and he is patient, I do not have anything except paradise as recompense for him. And Allama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahma has mentioned that on commentary of this hadith applies to all things that are beloved to people, one's parents when you lose them, your wife, children, and even the loss of things such as good health. Whoever remains patient upon this is great reward for that individual. Health is not guaranteed for your life. You are going to have times when you are ill. Your wealth is not guaranteed. Children, they could pass away. These things you are going to be tested with. And be ready for that test. And when that test comes, have that patience. And the reward is immense. The reward is, alhamdulillah, paradise awaiting for those individuals. You have to learn and build up to this. You're not going to go higher levels in patience if you don't read about the sacrifice of the Sahaba. If you don't read about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the difficulties he sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. If you're not going to read about this, then when your test comes, like you mentioned, something very, very small is going to look like I've faced the biggest test. When you haven't really faced anything. Imagine your tire is punctured, you think, oh, this is the worst day ever for me. My tire is punctured. But what about the person that's probably had a major accident? Always look at those people that have gone through difficulties, more difficulties. Our difficulties are very trivial and very minor. But when we read about the sacrifices, the difficulties, and the patience of these great personalities and individuals, then we should be ashamed, really. That our problem is very, very minor. We made such a big deal about it in front of everybody. We put it on our status, we put it on our Facebook, we put it onto our accounts and told everybody about it. And this is another thing. Sometimes we face the difficulty, we have got the reward. But due to our impatience, complaining, telling people, and making a big deal of it, we've lost the reward as well.
Allah. The reward is the main thing. Basically, and just because you just the thing that you are not impatient, do you have a quality of patience? Ask yourself. You don't have to go anywhere, just ask yourself, and you can check yourself. You don't need to go doctor, you don't need to go anywhere. How to check that you have this quality is your reaction. If anything goes against you, if anything happened to you, your first reaction is positive or negative. It clears everything that you are a person of a patience or not a patient. Simple. कि अगर आप में positive चीजों को लेने की आदत है, तो आपके अंदर सबर आ जाएगा. यार हो गया कोई बात नहीं. गिर गया. क्यों गिरा? जानबूझ के थोड़ी कोई गिराता है कोई चीज यार. हाथ लगने से गिरती है. घर में शुरू कर दिया. Your first reaction, punching on the wall. तो यही तो चीज थी. आप सबर करते हैं, तो उसके ऊपर अजर कितना बड़ा था. खूब मतलब इन सबर के ये लेवल पे जाकर ही तो बंदे को भी जन्नत मिल जाती है. बेहतरीन एक गिफ्ट है अल्लाह का कि जिसको सबर मिल जाए. हमारी जबान भी बेसब्री है, हमारे हाथ भी बेसब्र हैं, हमारी आंखें भी बेसब्री है. देर इज ए लिमिट ऑफ एवरीथिंग एंड देर इज अ टाइम फॉर एवरीथिंग. कोई भी चीज टाइम से पहले नहीं मिलती. और दोज हु हैव अ ट्रस्ट ऑन अल्लाह, दे डेफिनेटली हैव दीज क्वालिटीज, क्योंकि उनको पता है जो हो रहा है वो रब्बे करीम की तरफ से, ये मेरे लिए बेहतर है. बिकॉज यू डोंट हैव अ कंप्लीट ट्रस्ट ऑन अल्लाह. That's why you in this situation. कोई भी चीज हो गई है, यार होनी थी, पढ़ना क्या, इन्ना लिल्लाह व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊ, बात खत्म हो जाती है, और क्या थी. لیکن کیونکہ مائنڈ سیٹ نہیں ہے, اسلامک نالج نہیں ہے جو بلال بھائی نے بات کی ہے, دیٹس وائی ایوری سیکنڈ ڈے وی ہیو دیز کائنڈ آف پرابلم ان آور سوسائٹی.
اللہ اکبر. ناؤ سید صاحب, دس پرٹیکولر ٹاپک از ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ. مینی پیپل ول پریزیوم دیٹ یو نو اٹس کوائٹ ایزی ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ دس ٹاپک, بٹ وین وی لک ایٹ دی لائیوز آف دی بیسٹ ان آل آف کریئیشن, the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophets generally as well, they were faced with the most difficult scenarios and cases. And you see, when in the verse of the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says inna allaha ma'as sabirin, Allah is with those who are patient. Allah didn't say he is with the impatient. So Allah's ma'iyat and Allah's help and support is with those who are patient. And this is something that we need to remember. No matter who is against you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, nobody can overpower you. And one point I would like to mention here, especially because the topic is patience, you know, at times we're going to mention about being patient, but there's one point I would really like all the viewers of Madhin Channel to really ponder, because at times many of us fall under this category. There are many people, say some in the homes, young children, like elder siblings, or you know, even at times parents, they will do something or they will say something which will cause a situation to erupt. There are people, say it's up, who cause problems in the household, you know, and they kind of instigate, they kind of kindle the fire, they kind of kindle an argument. At times it could be the men, at times it could be the women, it could be the youngsters, it could be the elders. This is a message I want to give to everyone generally. Unfortunately, we will see that our homes are filled with all types of anger, people are frustrated, you know, these silly things that, you know, if you actually just pause for a moment and reflect, you think, did I really get angry at that? Was I really upset because they did this? You know, I'm bigger than this. And there are many people who want to cause problems for some weird reason. They have a problem either in their brain or something, where they cause problems in the home. We're talking about patience, and I really want to speak about this point, that a lot of the times, you know, patience doesn't even need to be exhibited and performed and, you know, be shown on a person if people themselves were just good in their behavior. If they just stayed within their lane and not, you know, being extra at times. It's quite strange, you know. People of Viz Mother Child will be actually quite aware that there are people in the home who do this. So that's a point that I would like to first get out of the way, because we're going to talk about patience and we're going to try to encourage everyone to develop and be patient. But there's also the people who are kind of troublemakers, in simple terms. They want to create problems and facade in the home as well. You know, sometimes it can be the husband, sometimes it can be the wife. You know, we all need to really look at our actions. Because sometimes it's very petty, say it's up. It's not really that important. It's not even really that, you know, serious. But again, maybe it's people that are on, you know, different days, or maybe the men are having a difficulty at work. There could be many factors. But the point I'm trying to mention is that we need to be more self-aware. Sure. We need to be more present in the moment when it comes to dealing with situations. Don't just react on impulse. That we have to really assess a situation and what's the best outcome here for us to be patient, for us to deal with this in a calm manner. And Amir al-Sunnah, he mentions that whenever you want to rectify anyone, especially within your home, then you have to do it with gentleness, with narmi. You can't impose it on a person. You can't be forceful. Just think about if you were the recipient of that. The way you treat a person, the way you're trying to tell your family members to do something now. If you were on the receiving end, how would you feel? People don't tend to look at it in that way. And this is what the problem is. So this is one huge point you said, I did really want to mention. Because obviously many people will be thinking, you're talking about patience, but there are these people who cause these problems. And I'm trying to give the message to them as well. And then say it's up. If we further go into the topic of patience, just on one hadith, but like you mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِذِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُصِبْ مِنْهُ. Whoever Allah Almighty intends goodness for, He afflicts him with difficulties, with trials and tribulations. So then a person can raise the question that how is there goodness in a musibat? How can there be goodness in a problem or in a trial? So then the reply given by the scholars is, first of all, difficult times bring and make good, strong people.
Definitely.
When everything is going easy, people don't know a difficult situation, then they can't deal with a difficult situation when it befalls them. So when a person, a man or a woman or anybody, when they go through a difficult time, it does bring the best out of you. It makes you more of a problem solver. And that's a very good skill to have. Secondly, which is rather even more important than this first one, when a difficulty befalls us, what do? We naturally turn back towards Allah. So let's say a person is living his life, and at times, maybe because of the luxuries of the world, maybe because he's well off, he's affluent, you know, maybe he's not keeping up with his prayers, maybe he's not supplicating, maybe he's not thanking Allah for his blessings. So then when a difficulty falls, he's now able to go back to this. So this is another way that a person is meant to come back to his main maqsad. This is the main purpose. Because we tend to, obviously this dunya, this world is like this. Khel kudo tamasha. It's a play. So when we understand that really our main purpose on this earth is to worship Allah, to have this communication with Allah, to always ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful for the blessings we have, this is the benefit of being afflicted with the musibat. Alongside this, there's another thing, that when a person falls into difficulty, he is able to understand and realize the life of people who are going through difficulty on a daily basis. They're less fortunate than us. Today we face a difficulty and we may think, you know, the whole world has fallen on our head. It's a huge problem. But what we understand is that a benefit of falling into difficulty is so we can have this ihsas for the less fortunate. Those people who don't even have a home. Those people who don't have clean water. And there are people like that. People who don't have sukoon, meaning they're afflicted by so many types of difficulty and oppression, and they don't have even peace. You know, we have peace within our homes. This is something, again, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And then finally, Sayyid Zab, a person, he acquires experience through difficult times. When you go through difficult times, you acquire experience, knowledge, and the ability to progress through that difficult time. It builds you up and you become a strong person. You become a disciplined person. And this is the final thing I'd like to mention.
Mashallah.
That just under this one hadith, there's so many beautiful secrets and wisdoms behind musibat.
Problems not always comes to break you. This is the It comes to make you strong and firm. आपको खड़ा करने के लिए, आपको मजबूत करने के लिए आता है. It's not how you take it. So, कुछ लोग उनको as a challenge के तौर पे लेते हैं, कुछ opportunity के तौर पे लेते हैं, कुछ burden के तौर पे ले लेते हैं. और जो burden के तौर पे लेता है, definitely they're not gonna stand and successful. But those who take as a challenge, as an opportunity, then definitely they get a big maqam. हर hardship के बाद ease है. ये याद रखें. हर मुसीबत के बाद आसानी है. कुरान पाक के अंदर भी है. It will be ease for you, inshallah, if you do sabr. Without sabr, yani hamari zindagi bagar sabr ke to hai nahi, Iftikhar bhai. If you look at the concept of this patience, if you don't do sabr in your life, you're going to destroy your life. Because throughout your life, misal ke taur pe, koi bichad gaya sabr karna hai. Koi rood gaya sabr karna hai. The things you desire and you're not getting it, what are you going to do? You have to do sabr. Aisa nahi hai ki aapko sabr nahi hoga. Agar aapki divi cheez nahi mil rahi, to ye hoga. Kisi ne kurda koi, somebody is damaging your respect. What do you have to do?
Right.
End of the, aapko sabr hi karna hai. Bagar sabr ke to koi bhi cheez aapko kisi bhi tarah nahi milegi. Koi maazi koi baat achhi lagi aapko. अब माजी में जा तो नहीं सकते ना दोबारा. छोटे ऐसे थे आप, स्कूल जाते थे, कॉलेज जाते थे, वो वक्त आ गया, अब सबर ही कर रहे हैं. तो अगर थ्रू आउट देखें तो सबर ही सारी जिंदगी हमारे को करना है. इसी तरह जिंदगी गुजर रही है. लेकिन हो उन लोगों के साथ ये राय कि जो अब मतलब के बिल्कुल ही इस सबर के कॉन्सेप्ट को भूल चुके हैं कि नहीं मुझे ये करना ही नहीं, मुझे आई नीड दिस एनी वे. मुझे गिराना पड़ता है, मुझे मारना पड़ता है, मुझे झंझोड़ना पड़ता है. हर चीज नहीं मिल सकती पूरी जिंदगी के अंदर. अगर आप देखेंगे तो आपको सबर 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 एक चीज थ्रू आउट लाइफ मिलेगी. कोई बंदा जिंदगी में ऐसा नहीं है जो बोले कि मुझे कभी सबर की जरूरत ही नहीं पड़ेगी. और आपको चलने के लिए भी सबर चाहिए. आपको दवाई टाइम पे नहीं मिली, कभी पानी का प्रॉब्लम, कभी खाने का प्रॉब्लम, 100 किस्म के प्रॉब्लम होते हैं. इन सारी चीजों के अंदर थ्रू आउट आपको सबर चाहिए. फिर हज, हज तो पूरा सबर है. क्या क्या डिफिकल्टीज है, क्या कुछ होता है, सफा मरवा सही करना है. फिर आपको अरफात का मैदान है, मुजदलिफा. अगर आप थ्रू आउट इबादत भी देखें, जकात बंदे को कैसा लगता है, देना पड़ता है सबर करके, उसके बाद क्या अजर मिलता है. उसको बरकतें बरकतें मिलती है। तो अगर आप पूरी मुसलमान की लाइफ देखें, आप उस सबर को माइनस नहीं कर सकते कहीं।
जी शाह साहब, ब्यूटीफुली हाइलाइटेड, विदाउट द पेशेंस वी कांट लिव आवर लाइफ, विदाउट द सबर लाइक यू हैव मेंशन दैट यू कांट पास through this life without having that patience. And one of the things that we have to realize is that we hear the word sabr and we hear the word patience a lot, but unfortunately we haven't learned it, we haven't understood it. We've heard somebody say, have sabr, have patience. What does it look like? What do? What is it? Where do you get it from? we don't know.
Which question
does it come from? So a lot of things we hear in Islam, but we haven't learned them. We're supposed to go out, like when you go out in professional capacity, they teach you many skills and you learn them. Why? To better yourself, to better your job, to better your opportunities in life. For example, anger management, you learn about many other things. You learn and you train to become better. But unfortunately in Islam, what we've done is that we've left that seeking of knowledge. And when we hear these words, we don't know really what to do. We've heard them, but what are they? How do you do them? Have you seen somebody practically do it that we can use as an example? Have we read about it? How do we apply it to ourselves for that situation? These are all things. And one of the things that we do is that we want something very quickly. And we don't have that patience. Or in the worldly things, we don't know how hard that individual has worked to maybe get his house or get that wealth or get that car. And when we don't have that patience, it leads us to committing many sins and many a time. We might do something that's wrong to get to that wealth or that target. We're not realizing that that person might have struggled for 20, 25 years to reach that. But we want too quickly. So we end up doing things which are totally wrong. Meaning that the youth might go towards drugs just to get to that thing quickly. Sure. Somebody might go towards fraud just to get to that thing very quickly. That patience is not there. So they haven't realized that the patience, if you don't have it and you don't work hard, it's going to end up destroying you. When you see, it's further mentioned that Imam Ghazali rahimah further adds, when you see that Allah Azza wa Jal is withholding the world from you, or is decreasing you in difficulty, or increasing you in difficulties and hardships, then know that you hold a high honor and status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You hold a high honor and status, and He is making you tread the path of His friends. No doubt you are under His mercy. So these difficulties, they're improving your honor, they're increasing your rank in the court of Allah Almighty. This is beautifully also mentioned that the final messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated, patience is of three types. Number one, patience on facing difficulty. You face a difficulty, patience. Number two, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, patience on carrying out good deeds. Mm. You know, when you want to do something good, brother mentioned earlier, people pulling your leg, people stopping you, people making comments about you. Have you all of a sudden, where have you become a learned man from? Why are you doing these things? They make it difficult for you. Third, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, patience from disobeying Allah Almighty. The first is mentioned that whosoever is patient on difficulty, Allah Almighty will write 300 ranks for that individual. Allah. And there's a distance equal to that which is between the skies and the earth between each rank. Whoever is patient on carrying out good deeds, Allah Almighty will write 700 ranks for him. And there's a distance equal to which that is between the seventh earth and the end of the divine throne, the arsh, between each rank. And whoever so is patient, abstains from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Almighty will write 900 ranks for him, and there's double the distance of that which is between the seventh earth and the end of the divine throne between each rank. So these difficulties, these problems that we are facing, this great rank and reward awaiting for those problems. So no doubt the reward is on patience. Learn patience, learn what to do in these difficulties. Stay patient and you see in the akhirah this great rewards awaiting for the individuals.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Adil bhai, Punjabi kalam bhi hai aur Urdu kalam bhi hai. Mic bhi aapke paas hai.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala. लजपाल नबी मेरे दर्दा दी दवा देना, लजपाल नबी मेरे दर्दा दी दवा देना, जद वक्त नजा आवे हवा देना, लजपाल
نبی میرے درد دی دوا دینا لج پال نبی میرے درد دی دوا دینا جد وقت نظر آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا میں نام تیری پڑھنا میں ذکر تیرا کرنا میں نام تیری پڑھنا میں ذکر تیرا کرنا اس ذکر دی برکت نال اس ذکر دی برکت نال میری قبر بسا دینا جد وقت نظر آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا دل روندا ہے جاندے نے جد لوکی مدینے نو دل روندا ہے آقا دل روندا ہے آقا دل روندا ہے جاندے نے جد لوکی مدینے نو ہن سنو یا آقا سن یا آقا دربار دکھا دینا دل روندا ہے جاندے جد لوکی مدینے نو دل روندا ہے جاندے آقا جد لوکی مدینے سنیا آقا دربار دکھا دینا سائیں دی تمنا ہے روے آ کے مدینے وچ سائیں دی تمنا ہے روے آ کے مدینے وچ پاوے تبا دے کتے پیرا چ بٹھا دینا پاوے تبا دے کتے تبا جو بٹھا دینا پاوے تبا پاوے تبا دے کتے بٹھا دینا
جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں بیڑا مدینے والا لیندا دے تاریاں جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں بیڑا مدینے والا لیندا دے تاریاں بیڑا مدینے والا لیندا دے تاریاں جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں حاجیاں نے اٹھ سویرے بہ کے روزے دے نیڑے حاجیاں نے اٹھ سویرے بہ کے روزے دے نیڑے رو رو کے سوڑے اگے گزاریاں رو رو کے سوریا گے ہیں ارزاں گزاریاں ارزاں گزاریاں جس نے مدینے جانا کر لو تیاریاں تیرا مدینے والا لیندا بے اتاریاں
پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یا محمد سرور صلی علیہ کے سونا دین رسول اللہ کے سونا دین رسول اللہ پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ اس کلمے دراز میں آ رہے اس کلم دراز میں آ رہے ایس روب دے بیرے تارے سنو دسیا مدینے والے نے پڑھو لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ عدل کرے تھر تھر کمبن اچیاں شان والے فضل کرے تے بخشے جا سن میں ورگے مکالے رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم بگدا تیرا جے ایک خطرہ بخش مینو تے کم بن جاوے میرا پائی پائیاں دیاں باواں ہوں دے تے پائی پائیاں دے بیلی باپ سر دا تاج محمد تے ماواں ٹھنڈیاں چھاواں باپ مرے سر ننگا ہووے ویر مرن کنڈ خالی ماوا باج محمد بادشاہ تے کون کرے رکھوالی دشمن مرے تے خوشی نہ کریے سجنا وی مر جانا جیگر تے
دن گیا محمد اوڑکنو ڈب جانا لوئے لو لے کڑیے او جے تد بھانڈا پر نا شام پئی بن شام محمد تے گھر جاندی نے ڈرنا لاکھ ہزار بہار حسن دی خاک وچ سمائی لا پریت جے محمد جگ وچ رہے کہانی
اللہ اللہ ویری ڈیپ میسیجز ان دیس کلام میاں محمد بخش رحمہ جو کلام پڑھتے تھے لکھتے لکھا جو انہوں نے بہت میسیجز اور بہت ڈیپ جا کے نا ایسی ایسی باتیں ہیں. اصل میں پچھلے دنوں تھا تو بات وہ یہی ہے کہ جس جگہ پہ لوگ ہوتے ہیں وہاں پہ اسی طریقے کے کلام انہیں کے اندر میسیجز ہوتے ہیں. اگر آپ غور کریں نا تو کچھ اسی طرح کے کلام لکھتے ہیں جن میں فیملی کے لیے ماں باپ کے لیے میسیج جو جس جگہ پہ ہوتا ہے, اگر سندھی علاقے میں تو سندھی کے حوالے سے لے گا, پنجاب میں تو پنجاب کے حوالے سے کلام ہوگا, بلوچستان ہے تو دنیا بھر میں اسی طرح. آپ دنیا کے کسی اور بھی ملک میں لے لیں, آپ عرب میں چلے جائیں, ان کے اپنے انداز ہیں کلاموں کے, پاکستان والوں کے اپنے, ہند کے الگ ہیں, بنگلہ دیش جائیں تو الگ ہے, ہم انڈونیشیا گئے وہاں کا الگ اپنا انداز ہے. تو ہر جگہ پہ صوفی بزرگ اللہ کی رحمت سے جو گزرے اور جو ہیں ماشاء اللہ ان کا اسی علاقے کے لوگوں کی اصلاح کے لیے جو ایک انداز ہوتا تھا ان کا اپنا ایک انداز ہے. اللہ ان کو جو ہے ان کے صدقے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرمائے. بلال بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں؟
We were discussing a lot of points and there's one particular aspect that I want to mention for everybody's encouragement. You know, the difficulty that we face, the problems that we face, they're all temporary. They have a time limit, whether they be in terms of a few days, months, years, or even maximum in this dunya. Then the difficulty will come to an end. And in the hereafter, the reward of the patience will remain.
Allah.
And that reward is an eternal reward.
Subhanallah.
And one thing that we should reflect over as well, because there's a beautiful account in the Ahadith collection, that when a bondsman will enter paradise, and he would have been afflicted with so many difficulties in his life. When he will enter paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, that did you face any difficulty in the world?
Right.
And the believing person, he will say, oh Allah, I don't remember facing any difficulty
Allah,
in the world.
Allah.
Just experiencing Jannah will forget all of your problems and difficulties.
Just for a moment.
Just for a moment in Jannah. And now think about if we develop this mindset that whatever difficulty comes our way, we bear it with patience and tolerance and we leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray for our goodness, we pray for our own well-being. But we remain patient, we don't complain, then the reward for this will remain. It will be saved in the hereafter. But the problem is, if we complain, if we, react in a negative way, then we lose the opportunity of acquiring that reward. And then secondly, say, it's our final point I'd like to mention here, is we were discussing the types of patience, the three types of patience, the three levels of patience. With the first, we think patience is if a difficulty befalls us, a problem, we lose something in business or we get injured, that's a difficulty. And when we remain patient upon that, that's patience. Really, that's the lowest level of patience. If a difficulty befalls you and then you remain patient, that's actually mentioned as the lowest. The second, the medium level of patience is that a person has patience on performing good deeds. That means, Sayyid Sahab, that a person is performing good deeds, he's offering his namaz, he's reciting Quran-e-Pak, doing dhikr azkar, salat ala nabi, he is reciting Quran-e-Pak, he is doing all sorts of good deeds. But then his nafs tempts him and says, you know, you've done enough good deeds, just leave it now. He gets waswase, or she gets waswase, and they feel like getting away from that. They feel that at times, oh, you know, I've already been worshipping for so long, I don't want to keep on doing it, or, you know, I can be doing something else. Whatever waswase come into your mind. This is the second level of patience, that you remain patient and steadfast in performing that good action. This is the second level. And then the third level, the high, or very high level of patience, is that we remain patient on abstaining from the disobediences of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So a person, he gave up a sinful life. He gave up bad company. He gave up watching haram things or listening to music. He gave that up. And then waswase or temptations come in the form of people or in the form of, you know, the satanic whispers that, you know, listen to this. Oh, a new music has come out. Oh, a new drama has come out. Oh, a new movie has come out. So go and, you know, temptations from other people as well. If a person remains patient on this, now this is patience on abstaining from sins. And this is a very, very high level. Those people who have the ability, who have the strength, the youth, they have the ability, have the mocha, have the place and the scenario to commit a sin, but they control their nafs, those are the beloveds of Allah.
Subhanallah. Yeah.
It's a beautiful narration. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever was inflicted with an adversity in his health or wealth, and he kept it hidden and did not reveal it to people, then it is the right to be forgiven, then it is his right to be forgiven by Allah Almighty. So he's faced a difficulty, or they're faced a difficulty, and you keep that hidden. You don't tell people, then it's the right of that individual that be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. So we face many difficulties, wealth, health, many problems that we face. If we're patient upon them, keep them hidden, don't tell people, then again there's great reward awaiting us. So these difficulties that we are going through, like we've mentioned throughout the program, they increase in your ranks, they increase in your level, and they increase in your reward in the akhirat.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Akhir mein badi pyari hadith paak hai, majmau zawaid ke andar hai, ke mere aqa alaihi salatu salam ne farmaya, jiski maal ya jaan mein musibat aaye, پھر اس نے اسے پوشیدہ رکھا, ظاہر نہ کیا, اور تو اللہ پر حق ہے کہ اس کی مغفرت فرما دے. How easy to get forgiven. You got a headache, you got a کیا کہتے ہیں, pain in your teeth, you got problem in your eyes. نہ بتائیں لوگوں, تھوڑی سی تکلیف ہے چھپا لیں, پاؤں میں موچے دکھ نہیں رہی ہے, کیا ضرورت ہے بتانے کی, کوئی چیز نہیں دکھ رہی تو اگر نہ بتائیں گے تو چلا جائے گا ایک آدھ دن میں, لیکن ریوارڈ دے گے کتنا بڑا ہے کہ مصیبت پریشانی کو چھپا کے رکھا ہے, لوگوں پر ظاہر نہ کیا, اللہ پاک پر حق ہے کہ اس کی مغفرت فرما دے. ابھی تھوڑا بہت اپنے آپ کو اس طرف لے کر آج ہر چیز بتائی نہیں جاتی, چلتے چلتے وہ یہ ہو جاتا ہے, وہ ہو جاتا ہے, نزلہ دکھ بھی رہا ہوتا پھر بھی بتا رہے ہو تو بھائی دکھ تو رہا ہے آپ کو نزلہ ہے, اللہ آپ کو صحت پھر تھوڑی بہت نزلہ ہے, ایک ہفتے اللہ آپ کو صحت دیا, یار کیا کریں ٹھیک نہیں ہو رہا, ان کو ڈاکٹر تھوڑی وہ بیٹھا ہوا سامنے والا, دعا کر تو دی اس نے آپ کے لیے. اب یہ ساری چیزیں کیا ہے, بے صبری تو ہے اور کیا ہے, دکھ رہا ہے پتا ہے, دعا بھی کر رہا, پھر بار بار بتا رہا اپنی چیزوں کو. تو اب جب آپ صحت مند ہوتے تو کبھی بولتے ہیں, اس وقت تو شکر ادا نہیں کیا, نہیں بتا اللہ نے اتنا کرم کیا ہوا, دیکھو بالکل ٹھیک ہوں میں, اور ذرا سے کچھ پرابلم آتا ہے تو کمپلین لیٹر باکس لے کے گھوم رہے ہوتے ہیں ساتھ, کمپلین باکس جس کو کہتے ہیں آپ کمپلین باکس ہی بنے ہوئے, ہر بندے کو جا کے کمپلین ڈال رہے ہوتے ہیں. تو اپنی زندگی میں صبر کو لے کر آئے. لک آفٹر یور سیلف, کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل, صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Islam is the way of life.